Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I want to thank each and every one for this grand occasion. I am here this afternoon to speak a few words on physical culture. Some people seem to think that one that is fat, to get that fat off, that they will have to diet themselves. It is absolutely untrue. First, you must take exercise, such as walking, and perhaps a little running. You can use dumbbells. You can use the medicine ball. You can also use what we term as a punching ball. That alone will take all of the precious flesh off of anyone that will use it. Some people seem to think if you drink water, it will make you fat. Water is the most strengthening thing that we can possibly use. We can go 2 or 3 days without food, but you cannot go so long without water. Water makes the blood rich. It also gives strength to the heart. And you will notice, one that drinks a lot of water, he or let it be she, they never have any trouble with their kidneys. And they always have regular beats of the heart. And it also gives one a very enticing appetite. I myself, after a long, hard jog on the road before breakfast, I will come in. And after I have my rub down, I will partake perhaps a quart of water or a little more. Then I have gained some 2 or 3 pounds in strength, not in weight. Strength alone will help one to overcome anything that may be like fat or treacherous flesh. And we must have water to enable us to give the proper amount of strength, to do the proper amount of weight, to get the fat off. I am glad to see so many ladies and gentlemen present at this lecture. I see that there are quite a few doctors in the audience to listen to this lecture of physical culture. We that understand physical culture will agree that is one of the best things in the world for the human being. Walking is one of the chief objects. It takes the sacred flesh away. It also makes one's heart beat regular. It is also good for digestion. And another thing that we use in training for physical culture is a medicine ball. This ball weighs about 8 or 10 pounds. It is made up with leather and rubber. We toss that ball from one to another for a course of about 5 or 7 minutes, and then it drains the perspiration quite free. This ball can be obtained at one of the sporting goods stores, George Dudley's Balling and Tuck. Another great thing for physical culture is the dumbbells. A lot of people have an idea that you must use a very heavy dumbbell for this particular weight. But it is not true. A dumbbell weighing 1 pound each is the proper weight for one to use who is trying to build up the system and also train the muscles. Another great thing in the physical culture is for a man or a woman not to go on diet. One should eat anything that the appetite calls for. And the first thing in the morning when he or she gets up, they should take one glass of water. And then, about an hour from that, they should drink two. And that will wash the kidneys off and make the body healthy also. I would advise anyone that is fat to drink water just the same, because the body calls for that, and the body should have its nourishment, because one cannot live without water, and water has proved to be one of the greatest assets to the human body that can be produced, and it is nature that one should use it. And I would advise all that is here this afternoon to listen and to take this good advice as to drink water at all times while it is healthy.